From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of still, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, but I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome again, everybody out there in podcast listening land, to Beers with the Brewers here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company. What's up, fellas? Walt, what's up this week?
Oh, we have a lot going on this week that I'll get to in the 2.5 hour events portion of this podcast.
Wow. No surprise. Dan, what's up, man?
I am also here.
Got Dan Schaefer, lead brewer. Chris, what's shaking in that seat?
Not a whole lot.
Got Chris Hellman on the podcast today.
Yeah.
We're in a goofy mood. It's like a dilated pupil Wednesday.
You bunted.
I did. Oh, yeah. Mark's got big old dilated eyeballs over
I got
there.
Big old dilated eyeballs, and they're looking at this glass of delicious groomer.
He'll tell you that he went to the optometrist, but he actually just took a bunch of ecstasy before hitting record.
I've never even tried that in my life, actually.
Well, it's kicking in.
Oh, there it is. Kicking in. So, hey, groomer's tasting delicious. It's crushable lemon, lime, and melon. Suggested pairings. Let me guess. It's going to be tacos and chili, I'll bet. How about on a taco line of things down there, Dan?
I went with the Thai curry shrimp tacos, which
I've
actually done before. Not with this beer, because this has not been released yet. But, yeah, and you can take any food and put it in a taco, so I find that completely justifiable.
I agree.
And lime chicken chili. I think you can... this is a beer that can take a lot of heat, put out some fires. So, yeah, get your spicy foods out for this one.
So, Dan, you didn't get an opportunity to try the Ray Ray's chili with beer crumbs in it. That was so good this weekend at the...
It was the Holiday Enchantment.
At the Holiday
which
Enchantment.
I was hoping to not have to talk about.
Under the Sea.
Because I've talked about it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about
so
it,
long.
But no. I'll tell you what, I will give... Awesome. Give Ray Ray's two thumbs up. That chili was off the
chain.
I'd love
to see that chili make a return appearance because it was really good.
I think we should do trying him to make the old deep search chili in January.
There you go.
Maybe we could have
it's a fine base.
Maybe we could have a Beers with the Brewers chili cook off for the launch of deep search.
I know Dan's always talking these tacos and
have a
why don't you make some tacos and just bring them in for us, Dan? Like, we should
yeah,
have
Dan, with
the
all your
food.
Spare time.
Yeah.
Why aren't you making us tacos?
I'll do that instead of, sleep.
Well, there's the answer. Sleep wins again. That's all right. Maybe we'll have tacos another time. Yeah. I don't know.
But I don't know. I'm advocating for for a chili cook-off for Deep Search.
I'd be down for
Beers with the Brewers chili cook-off.
I'd love it.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Everyone brings a pot of chili.
That's a joke in
and
of
And if
itself.
You want to come in do at 3:30, I bet you could try all the chilies. And we'll declare a winner on air.
So we're actually brewing Deep Search today.
Man, look at that.
Brewing today.
And tomorrow.
It takes
not
a little
the next
while,
day.
That's a lager, so it takes a little bit.
Lager.
See, this is what happens when we go bebopping and scatting on the whole event section. End up with we're talking about future events.
We just made
events,
up an event live on the air.
Events are happening right now around us.
And oh, yeah, I guess I should. Should I talk about the events now, since I've already started making up
the
more events?
What other events we got?
Well, luckily for you listeners, I've only got two events to run off here.
This should be about 45 minutes.
One is we're doing another pairing with our good friends at Jenny's Ice Cream. It's going to be a holiday-themed pairing event that is going down. I don't know.
Oh, look, Mr. Benner in the house. What's going on, sir? He's working. He's taking a week off the podcast. Last week I twisted his arm. He's got nothing to do with this week.
Working hard for the money.
All right, I'm going to go back into it. I've got the date now. And that's all taking place on Tuesday, December 18th. So in a couple weeks, four beers, four ice creams. They all go together. Get your tickets at landgrantbrewing.com. Beyond that, the other big event on the horizon to round out the holiday season is New Year's Eve. We paired up with Strongwater, our wonderful neighbors across the street. They're doing a coursed meal with beer pairings. Your ticket includes that meal, as well as your beer, wine, and cider here at Land Grant throughout the evening.
DJ Tony back this
year. DJ Tony Cipriani DJing in the back.
I'm jazzed now.
We're doing a little dancing in the brewery. We're doing a little partying in the tap room. That your ticket includes dinner and beer and wine and cider. And Chris is telling me he's going to go over to Rehab, our other great neighbors, for a shot of Rehab. A shot of Fireball.
It sounds like a shot of Rehab.
To cap off his 2018. But no, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are selling quickly, so go buy them now. You don't want to miss out. It'll be a great night. And that's it for the events.
I'm pumped.
I told you, short and sweet.
I'm both jazzed and pumped about it, Walt.
Yeah, I bet you are.
So, Dan, what's shaking with this groomer? It is delicious.
Yeah, so this falls in the session IPA category, which I think it just recently added in the last roundup of category stuff, the 2018 version. Well, they categorize it as 3.75% ABV. This comes in a little bit above at 5.1. They say 40 to 55 IBUs. We are at calculated 68. It does not taste like 68 IBUs. Barely tastes like 30. We did Eldorado, Mosaic, and Centennial hops, Silo malt, two-row gold pills, and some flaked oats. So similar-ish to Greeny. But what we did on this was decided to basically hop it at the same rate as Greeny, but we did all of the hops at once on a flame out at 170 degrees. So the point being to try to get all those delicious hop oils out of there, but to avoid getting any of those kind of green flavors that you get with dry hopping in lower ABV beers.
For those of you that had Groomer last year, this year will taste different. The recipe was changed. The first year, I'll just peel back the curtain a little bit. Might have been a bit of a mishap with wrong yeast strain put into that beer than what we thought. And then we dry hopped it differently, and we liked how it turned out. So we said, hey, we should do that beer again, but let's actually build a beer that we want to brew. So that is why it will taste a little different and taste like Eldorado hop candy.
I think the Eldorado and the Centennial are the same. We just had whole melon was different.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So I have invented a new word to describe this beer, which I'm calling Limelon.
That's a good word. It is Limelicious. Yeah. Limelonalicious.
Take that, Sprite.
Like it.
That's why I initially tried it. I was like, lime and lemon. But there's more. There's melon. So it's Limelon.
But wait, there's more.
But you do get some of that overripe, funky, tropical type stuff. It's mostly on the nose. But after that, it's pretty much straight citrus and lime. And it does have a very candied type of character to it. I was really happy with how this turned out.
Yeah, that's the candy makes it taste a lot sweeter than it actually is. It finished in right where... pretty much where Greenskeeper and Stiff Arm normally do, right up to Play-Doh, for all you people who know what Play-Dohs are. So it was about where everything normally ends up, but that the Eldorado just really gives it that, like we say, a candy character that makes it taste a lot sweeter, and like Dan was talking about, can handle a lot of heat as far as a food bearing. That's where that sweetness comes in.
It's like a hoppy lemon head,
yeah,
but not as sweet. It's good.
Yeah, and the we did do this with our house English strain. I think the malts come through a little bit more when it warms up. You do get those oats and like a honey wheat bread type character from that gold pills. It's nice.
Cool. Hey, we got...
How crushable is it?
I'd say pretty crushable.
That is a sixer.
Apparently the spooky ghost.
It's a crusher.
Wants to know how crushable the spirit is.
Ghost. Is asking.
It's a crusher. What do you think, Chris? How many of these are you throwing down?
I don't know. The sweetness, if I was eating it with something, five. Because I don't go above five. You might get a little rough with the sweetness if you're not eating something with it. If you're eating anything with it, especially something spicy, it's done.
I'm going six.
Well, six, my man.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, it's a session IPA. I mean, that's all I really need to know. It's delicious. I'm going six.
Dan, yeah. You're one to enjoy a beer.
And thanks for noticing. Yeah, I don't usually go above 5. I think I would go 6 on this too, for a extended game day. College games takes about 5 hours anymore these mm-hmm. days. So,
man, with all those commercials,
all those Jersey Mike's commercials,
yeah,
old man Schaefer. Oh man, back in my day, we'd get a 3-hour football game done in 2. I don't see what the problem is.
He's right. He's right though.
I'm glad you acknowledge my point.
I just wanted to reiterate
with your mockery.
I just wanted to reiterate. I wanted to make sure the listeners knew.
Don't ever call me old, all right? You come in here wearing your shawls and your bow ties with your walking stick. Don't.
Oh, boy.
Don't.
All these things are true.
Got a podcast rivalry going here. Yeah.
About to happen here.
Wow. Steel cage.
I'm a vibrant young man.
I'm 97 years old, so.
All right. Always crush responsibly, but we're going to give this a 5.75 this week.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely no heavy machinery or automobile driving after that. Unless it takes you 3 days, then you're probably cool.
Yeah. That's not really crushing at that point.
It's a good point. Valid point.
You need to maintain a certain pace to be crushing beer, technically speaking.
Do we have a question this week? Do we have a question from a listener?
I don't know. Julie, do we have a question?
Julie Amazing, any questions?
I don't think we did get a question.
I could ask a question.
What? Julie, you got
a
question?
Do you have a question?
Oh, you don't have to.
Wait a minute. I could, but I don't have.
Julie, we're going to talk.
So I can't.
I have the ability to ask a question. You have a question? Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. Julie's going to work on a question. She's thinking of one, but we got to talk about a couple other beers we got coming up.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picon comes back from.
It's on right now.
A Trek voyage.
Yeah.
Is that the Star Trek? That's the Trek. Sorry.
That's the Trek. Next Generation. Cool.
It's X-Man. He's in that. It's him.
He's in the X-Mans.
Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart, probably.
He's got a great voice. Books on tape. He'd be amazing. Those goofy movies he's in. Oh, I don't know.
Books on tape.
We don't have tape anymore. There you go, Dan. I'm
sure
older
he'll
than
give
you.
Up his Shakespearean stage career for a lucrative book deal.
On tape.
Patrick Stewart reads Eat, Pray, Live. Eat, Pray, Love. To Mark,
Ace
in only 26 cassette tapes.
I want him to read rock autobiographies and biographies to me. He's like rock musicians.
Well, I'm sure you can send him an email. And see if,
he'll get right on that.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got a lot of time.
All about
you guys
Skid Row this
as
week.
Can be, so.
Yeah. So Jean-Luc Picon, let's hear about that little nut brown ale. Pecans. Yeah.
It's the second iteration of this. The first one, we did a big batch last year. What we found is it was quite possibly the worst season for pecans ever.
The
pecans
most expensive
were
beer we've ever
very
made,
very
right?
expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was. Was that more expensive than Mr. Fuzz, Got Fuzz?
Got Fuzz might have got it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we certainly made a lot more of Got Fuzz.
Pretty close.
No, not true.
That is not true because we did a 20 barrel batch the first
time
we did Jean-Luc.
Oh.
Yeah, this time we scaled it down.
And Got Fuzz had a terrible yield.
Absolutely
awful.
Okay.
But anyway, second iteration of this, it was the worst season for pecan. They were through the roof, most expensive. So this year, we got them for a more reasonable price. Did it on the pilot system. So it's only available here in the tap room.
We get those at Aldi's this time?
No, we got it from the same people. They just had a better pecan yield this year.
Cool. Been on all these nut kicks lately.
They got smart and decided to use the flour instead of the whole nuts, because that was nuts.
That is nuts.
But it really comes through in the end product.
It's really tasty.
Yeah, I think it's a sessionable beer.
Well,
would you say it's a bit nutty?
I guess it's 6.3. Look at the board. It's 6.3.
Yeah, the English yeast tore through that. They really liked that, what was thrown down. But,
there you go.
It was supposed to be slightly more sessionable, but yes.
So you hear us talking about this English yeast. It's a new strain we're playing with in-house. It produced a lot of great fruity flavors and I don't know, it adds a lot more to the beer. Our San Diego strain is a very clean strain that we use. So we're introducing the English strain. We've used it on a few of our double IPAs and used it on all of our New England style type things that we've come out with lately. And so we're still kind of learning what all it can do and experimenting and see what temperatures work best for it. So that's why this beer, or the Jean-Luc Pecan, maybe should have been a little more, or was intended to be a little more sessionable. But this yeast loved it, so jumped away.
Tastes pretty good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I get the pecan a lot, at least a lot more than I remember getting on the first batch.
Yeah, I mean, some of that nut character maybe comes from the malt, too, but it's definitely nutty.
It's a good Christmas time beer, for sure.
Yeah, it's tasty.
I agree. Some of the other beers we got rolling in the tap room right now. If you're familiar with Land Grant, you might come down here and check out a small pilot batch of a Baltic Porter. That's all I'm going to say on that.
You could probably connect the dots.
It's a Baltic Porter, Baltic Porter.
Yeah, it's sure
not
is.
Hard at all. So for those of you that are a fan of sours, we typically do our kettle sour balloon hands. And then an offshoot of that is Sour Hoppy Fun Time, which is just the brewers throwing hops in the rest of it that we couldn't put into the fermenter. So we do it in a pilot fermenter, throw some hops in there. We've got such a good response, and we love drinking it. So we said, hey, let's make a 20-barrel batch of Sour Hoppy Fun Time and a 4-barrel batch of balloon hands. So that's what we did.
A little winter switch up. I like it.
It's actually a similar El Dorado hop candy.
I believe you best described it as like eating a mouthful of Skittles.
Yes.
That's probably as accurate a description as you can have of that beer.
Taste the rainbow.
It's a Skittle beer without any Skittles.
Yeah. We got that going on Friday, is that right?
I think that's the case, yeah. It got kegged out today.
Sweet. Come down here Friday. Have a sour hoppy fun time with us.
Been a lot of corporate mentions in on this podcast. We should mention, if you want to sponsor our podcast, call us. Skittles or
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Aldi.
Aldi's, yeah.
Dr. Pepper, Jersey Mike's. Any of you guys want to write a check to sponsor?
You know,
have we even talked about
Aldi started at home delivery service this week, too.
Taste the rainbow. There fill my wallet.
Yeah.
Bingy bang.
Bingo bango.
Yeah.
So, Julie.
Yeah.
What's that question? What do you want to know?
She doesn't have a microphone. She needs to talk into a microphone.
Here, come talk into the microphone.
I want to know what everybody's first beer was and what your first craft beer was.
Is that the question? Have we answered? Yeah, we've answered.
First beer? I don't think we've answered that.
Oh, dear God.
What was your first beer, Julie, ever drank?
Producer Julie with a question.
My first beer I ever drank was a Natty Ice. And I didn't know that
how good it could be.
Didn't know how good it could be. And I didn't know that it was like 3 times the alcohol content.
It sure
it
is.
It was a mess. It was a mess.
I remember my first beer. It was at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. And it was a pretty warm Busch Light.
You know, I'm a fan of Busch Light with a lime in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We did that in college. We would buy the cheap beer and we would get pour out of the kegerator or the party pump into pitchers, and we would just throw lime wedges into the pitchers. And
I'm not sure it makes it any better, but it sure as hell doesn't make it any
worse.
It
makes it taste different.
Unfortunately, I think I drank a warm one once in college out of desperation, and that's just saying Bush. Like, you just give me that gag Bush reflex on the back of my throat.
A little boosh light.
Head for the mountains, you know?
Is that their tagline, head for the mountains?
It was at one point.
Head for the mountains. That's hilarious.
That sounds like something they would say.
Head for the mountains with Bush or something like that.
I love that.
Yeah. Bush Light. It's all right. It's not. I mean, it's fine.
That's a better one.
Bush Light. It's all right.
It's very
again,
true.
We're looking for sponsorship here. So Bush Light, if you're listening, you can sponsor beers.
Did you say the craft beer?
You saw my first craft beer. I'm sure it was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah, I can see it.
I think probably, it might have been Bush, but I want to say Miller Lite, because I think that, in relative terms, at least, has some respectability.
It's very sophisticated compared to Bush Lite.
Yeah. It wasn't like a Michelob or anything. Nothing fancy. Not the
Ultra.
Not the sexy bottles, but
we're the slim cans now.
This is true. Real classy guys, those Michelob. Craft, I don't know. Probably... Oh, there's a place, I can't remember where in Athens, that did Honey Brown. And it was always a big deal when we were drinking, a beer with color in it.
Honey Brown. Amber Bach was always a big one,
yeah.
too.
Ooh. Yeah. I think probably Honey Brown came first.
Yeah. Chris.
Mine was a Miller Lite Tall Boy.
Ah.
You went for I take that back.
You're like, I'm going to like this drink so beer. Much.
I remember drinking a sip of my father's Red Dog at at one of his company picnics.
Oh, man.
When I was like 8. He was like, here, try a sip of this. And I was like, bah! But it was Red Dog, so what do you expect?
Well, yeah.
Which, actually, I miss Red Dog. It was it was a beer. I'm not going to say it was good, bad, or indifferent, but I enjoyed the branding.
They had strong marketing there in like the mid to late 90s, didn't they?
It kind of fit at exactly that time. Yeah. Like, it looks, it probably was dumb now, but at that time it fit.
The Red Wolf from Coors. This was like, you're not even trying.
It's just...
It's just Red Dog.
I am also a Red Dog.
But my first craft beer, I believe, if we can consider it craft, would be a Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah.
And I had it at Jake's Roadhouse at Purdue University.
There you go. Yeah, I mean,
my 21st birthday.
I think mine was probably Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. At least that's probably what the first craft I had that would probably like fit. What people think of as craft beer, but I mean, it could have been a Sam Adams. I don't know.
If I had to go more crafty than that, it was probably a Bell's Two Hearted, but I couldn't really say for sure.
Yeah. All right, Mark, let's hit the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, the Wayback Machine. I only have this memory by being told to me, but I suppose that my dad let me have a sip of his beer at a very young age. Reportedly, at the age of 4, I didn't care for that beer, and that probably would have been a Rolling Rock. I think that's what he liked to drink. And
yeah. Yeah, how crushable was it?
It was not very crushable at the age of 4, and then I just took a lot of time off of drinking beer after that. And I believe next beer was a Coors Banquet beer.
Well done.
Original Coors.
Well done.
At altitude? Or
Teenage years.
Was it here in Ohio?
No, it was here in Ohio. First craft beer. I'd say it's like a coin toss between... brew pub that isn't even there now called Growlers that was on Bethel Road at Godown and then turned into eventually the Winking Lizard. It was also a 55 restaurant in the interim, but then also it also could have been Barley's Downtown as well.
What's a 55 restaurant?
There was like this restaurant for a while that we had it was just called 55. The only thing left of it is like the Polaris Grill like serves their salad dressing recipe and lists it as such. So I don't even know that that's still a thing, but
did you
it
have
was.
55 to eat there?
Somebody thought, I don't know, maybe it was $55 for steak.
All the tables had tablecloths, and then over those tablecloths were the plastic tablecloths to keep those tablecloths nice.
I love how you said that. It's like, tell me about 55, Grandpa.
What's that all about? What was that time
I actually
like
think Cameron
America?
Mitchell might have gotten his start at that restaurant.
Oh, yeah? I bet it was just like their address or something dumb.
Yeah, something.
Or road.
Either way, yeah, it's probably Growlers and now defunct Growlers Barley's. And then also Hoster's. Like, I don't know. It was,
but like what?
All of those happened at the same time, Hoster's.
You drank three beers at the same time?
No, all of those
suicide.
But do you remember specifically what, like,
speaking of that,
variety
what's going on Dominion, Walt?
Oh.
Hey-o.
A lot of action on Dominion.
Oh, sure. All right.
No.
Julie's going to throw me off the podcast. She's already censored me.
But you didn't
enough.
Really answer the question. Like, what do you remember? What variety, or like, what "quote unquote" flavor of beer you
style?
Had?
Yeah. So for some odd reason, since I'd have plenty of light beers, Growlers had a Growlers Grog, they called it, which was a stout. And then
sounds very appetizing.
And then Hoster's had Blacktop and Son of Blacktop. We freaking love Son of Blacktop. And Barley's, you know, they probably had the beers that they had. You know, they were like pub ale type of stuff, like your ESBs. And I don't really pick up that one so much, but I don't really think they named their beers by names even, you know, right. at that time. But, yeah, Blacktop, Son of Blacktop, Growlers, Grog. Get a growler of that, take it home. That was their whole thing. That's why they called them Growlers. Had a bear on the logo. I still have a coaster, like a deco coaster from
Growler and Grog.
Growlers. The only Angelo in this town remembers Growlers.
All right.
So Blacktop and Son of Blacktop. Was Blacktop like bigger, better than Son of Blacktop?
I can't remember. We might be able to look that up, but I almost doubt you can.
Or is it like roller coasters, like Beast and Son of Beast, where Beast is the classic. Beast is
actually like more
hardcore. Yeah, and then Son of Beast was highly dangerous and hardcore
they had to dismantle it after like 2 years.
Exactly.
If I had to guess, Son of Blacktop was probably the rare one.
Young kids get decapitated on it, and they had to take it out of commission.
Good times back in early Columbus brewing days, but there weren't any craft beers then. I had some imports that were kind of crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you watching the games, drinking those imports?
Oh, yeah. Watching them games. No. You know what I say? Come down and have a sour hoppy fun time or a
groomer
with us Friday.
Launching
or
Friday.
A Jean-Luc Pecan brown ale.
Yeah.
What are you doing Friday, Dan? You going to drink with me?
Sure.
Sweet. Wally?
I'll be around.
Friday? Sure. Yeah.
Chris, you got a beer Friday?
I usually have a beer on Fridays.
Look at that. All right. Hey.
Yeah, I'll have a beer on Friday after I drive down to our wonderful friends at Blue Label Labels down in Lancaster.
Oh, shout out to Blue Label.
Blue Label.
Always saving us in a pinch. Cody, we owe you beer, brother. Peace out this week. Hope to see you down at the tap room. Tip your card, Kenny. Jazz? I don't think I've ever said that. Like listening to
I feel
jazz.
Like Kenny G is
my mind's be slamming there. Thinking about how dope this beer gonna be.
That sounds like Mark.
Wow, that was a good Mark impression.
Yeah, that's spot on right there.
Amazing.
My mind be slamming.
Nailed it. The very pants, Walt. Very.